Marty Foley on Today FM.
Do you like scary movies?
I like the occasional scary movie, yeah.
The irony, of course, of Scream and that quote from Scream. Do you like scary movies? Watch it over the weekend. Scream 7, the seventh Scream. And it's not scary at all. It's not a bit. It's a bit gory, actually, compared to the other Screams. They've clearly been paying attention to what's going on in the rest of the genre and gone, no, we need way more blood and guts. So they did a lot more goriness in the, no spoilers, but in the new Scream 7.
Once you get to the seventh iteration in a movie franchise, you've gone very meta, in-jokey and self-referential.
No, well, that's the problem, I think, is that because it was, particularly the second one for some reason, I remember the second one more than I remember the first couple of them were about the horror genre and making comments about horror and then pointing out, well, in order for this to work in the plot, then this has to happen, etc. So it went very in. But then by the seventh one, I think they've totally just given up on that. They're not even doing that. They're just like, let's just do the plot by plot obvious stuff that's supposed to happen. And the other thing that is happening, like in the earlier Scream films, by the way, I didn't mean to get into talking about Scream, it was just that I used that quote, do you like scary movies? What would happen in the earlier Scream films is that once they showed who was the actual killer, you'd be like, oh, wow, oh, God, wow. By the time it comes to the seventh one, and in some of them there's been more than one killer. So we're talking up 20 killers. By the time we're at the seventh film, you're like, I don't really care who the killer is. But they need to just like, it turned out it was them.
Oh, you're okay. There for a good time. You know what's going to happen. It's going to be a good time, hopefully. You get from the start to the finish, you have some laughs, a few scares.
This is the thing with Scream, is that it's so soft. It's so, you couldn't even really call it a horror film. And we're in a world now of proper, actually, the only films that are actually making money these days, they're saying in the box office, are scary films. And that's because people, fear, frights, a shared experience of is what people want. And they like to go to the cinema for that. Whereas we'd be inclined to stream dramas or comedies or any other kind of genre, but specifically horror. People want to go to the cinema, sit with a room full of other people and get the fright together. It is some sort of community that we get to do that together.
Isn't it strange how the comedy genre fell away? It used to be the thing that you would go to the cinema to have a laugh with other people. And they just stopped making big blockbuster comedy movies. Remember when The Hangover came out years ago, people were like, oh, it's the return of the comedy.
This is the premiere of it was on last night. Lee Cronin's The Mummy. Now, just to be clear, as far as I'm aware, it's not a film about Lee Cronin, this Irish director.
It's not a documentary, is it?
It's not an Irish mummy.
Right, okay.
Okay?
It's not a love letter to his mother.
It's The Mummy. And yeah, there's various iterations of The Mummy. There was the classic, like way back, nearly 100 years ago now, the stage, the scary, wrapped in bandages, scary mummy. And then there was a sort of action mummy, which was the Brendan Fraser one and the Scorpion King and The Rock and all that. So different iterations. But this is going back. Lee Cronin has done a few horror films and they've been wildly successful. This Irish lad. And they've given him, they were like, do The Mummy. And it's proper, chilling, frightening stuff once again.
I've heard that people coming out of the premiere last night were shook. Actually shook.
We've spoken to Lee before, and the last time we were talking to him, he had signed a deal with one of the big, was it New Line?
Correct.
He'd signed a deal with New Line Pictures, and it's called a first look deal, which means if you come up with an idea, you show it to them and they're like, they can opt in on it to go, right, we're going to produce that, we're going to make that. And as I recall in the conversation, I said, I'd love to be in one of your films. Or he said he'd kill me, didn't he?
He said something like that. You would feature, yeah.
He said, Lee, this is the director, he said he would have me dead. He said, I'd rather you be dead
than
put you in one of my films, he said. He said, I want you on a slab, dead.
Yeah.
And I said, dude, I'll do to get my name on the credits, I will do anything.
Oh my God, are you in this movie?
Let's call Lee. I have his number. One second.
I'll try it on that.
With this, well, let's... All will be revealed in the conversation. Let's see if I can get him now, because I know he's up to his eyes. Like I said, the premiere was last night.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, Lee.
Hello there.
Hello, it's Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you getting on?
I'm good. How are you?
Do I need to use your full name? Lee Cronin, I have to call you, because it's, of course, it's Lee Cronin.
We're talking about Lee Cronin's phone.
Yeah. exactly, yeah. Lee Cronin is sitting down. Yeah. How are you doing? You all good?
This is Lee Cronin's The Mobile Phone.
Exactly.
Are you still in Ireland? What's the story? Are you travelling? How are you getting on?
I am. I just got back, actually. I was away. We actually finished this movie 4 weeks ago.
Wow,
so I got
tight.
The movie finished. Yeah, it was really. I haven't come to terms with it yet, but we just finished it up, and then I was just doing all the press and promotion, and then was back. We did an Irish premiere last night, which was a really great event, and definitely scared the pants off people, just as I like to.
Yeah, well, this is what we're going, because all the reviews, reaction last night has been everyone was shook and everyone was scared. Do you read it based, do you pay attention to reaction from people exiting? Or do you do those test screenings where it's like, oh, Jesus, not scary enough, I need to make it scarier?
It's all part of the process. Like, certainly when the movie's done, like, I do enjoy watching it with an audience and seeing people react and jump at the same time and, you know, and scream at the same time and laugh at the same time. Like, this movie definitely gives people, like, the full spectrum of experience. Like, it is a horror movie, but it's also quite emotional. People find it very emotional, and people find it very funny as well. Laughing in the right way, thankfully. And it's good to talk to people and just get a feel for what they thought, you know.
How long, why was it so tight? I guess you were editing up till 4 weeks ago, were you?
Yeah, we're finishing everything off. It was... you know, very gratefully, we had a release date, and you know, once you got that release date in place, you got to rush towards it, and it was just a case of how much time there was in the calendar. Like, it's still as a process for me after I finished writing it, the prepping and the shooting and all the post production is like 18 months, so 2.5 years on the movie. So it's been, yeah, quite a journey. Today's my first day off, basically.
Wow. And now you got me and you're on the phone.
I know, exactly.
You sit on the press tour. When you spend that long then with something, like 18 months, and it is specific, what's the runtime on it? An hour and a half, or 2 hours?
It's 2 hours, yes, 2 hours long.
Yeah, so you spend 18 months on these two these 2 hours, this 120 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you get sick of it? Do you get to the point where it's like, oh, I'm actually done with this, I just want to hand this off to someone
else? Yeah, like, there's points where you do in the process when you're just, you know, you're in the middle of the edit and things can get a little bit slow. But towards the very end, I said, getting to watch it with an audience, or I watched it when I fully completed the movie, the first screening I did of it, all noise, all the bells and whistles, was in IMAX. And that was, for me, a really great moment, because you actually look up on the biggest screen possible and kind of go, okay, job done. And it is a big screen experience for sure. It's loud and it's brash and it's in your face kind of roller coaster ride. Oh. So seeing it like that is really nice, you know. And again, and then seeing it, we did a premiere in LA last Thursday, which was a real. Yeah, a real crazy event. And I said, then last night in the Lighthouse, having, you know, fans of horror out, fans of cinema out, family, friends. And it's always fun to see reactions from people that you know, because they kind of go in, you know, it's premiere night and the shirt's all good and the hair's all fixed. And then they come out and they're sweating and the collar's open. So it was...
covered in Diet Coke and popcorn.
there was a lot of popcorn on the floor yesterday, that's for sure. A little bit flew through the air. But no, it's a fun night. And we shot a huge proportion of the movie in Ireland with Irish crew, really talented crew. So it's really nice to be able to screen it here. And also to know that it's rolling out in cinemas here. Like, film starts rolling out internationally today, and we'll be in, I think we're in 19,000 screens around the world by the weekend. So
Jakers.
It's a pretty wide release. Very excited.
The gist of Lee Cronin's The Mummy. They put your name at the beginning of it as well.
They did. They wanted someone to blame if it didn't work, I guess.
Right,
but
okay.
So far, so good.
Yeah. The gist of it then is obviously the Egyptian... I suppose a sarcophagus, or that's the background. Yeah,
it's a missing child story. to begin. And I'm not giving any spoilers here because it's kind of in the trailer, but it's about Jack Rayner, also from Ireland, plays a reporter called Charlie Cannon. And he's working out of Egypt with his family, and his little girl, 9-year-old Katie, gets kidnapped. And then she's never found, and it's 8 years later, and the family are back living in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, and come to terms with the fact that this child has been missing all these years. And then she's found in unusual circumstances, and obviously reuniting the family and all that love, they bring her home. But in bringing her home, they're bringing something else home as well. And that's when the spectacle really starts to kick off. And it takes place in Albuquerque, New Mexico, but then also in Egypt as well. And I think for anyone out there that likes a good true crime story as well, there's a big detective streak running through it. I went to talk to my brother last night, and he's a horror guy, but he really just said to me afterwards, because he just really enjoyed the mystery and the journey. And that's something I'm looking forward to audiences experiencing.
Cool. Like a bit of a whodunit as well. There's lots of horror coming out. I guess you're first out of the gates in terms, like, there's so much horror. It seems like all of the big studios have gone, hang on a minute.
We're jumping
on Lee's bandwagon. I know you've been at this for years, but like, it does work. It gets bums in seats. Are you feeling it this year? Well, the fact that you're out early with this at the top of the summer, it looks like you have it all to yourself for the time being.
Yeah, it's a nice moment in time. My last movie, Evil Dead Rise, came out at the same time of year, and it worked out really well for us. And it's it's just great that, you know, knowing that it's in cinemas. I think why horror works is because it's great for the collective experience. It's great in a dark room, and it's great to watch it. It's always good to go and see a horror movie, you know, opening weekend when the cinema is busy, because I said you get those ripples of reaction through the audience, and you can be entertained by how other people react and scream. And I think that's why it works in the cinema, because we've lots of things that can distract us in lots of ways being entertained. But if you're going to spend your hard-earned money going out to the cinema, you definitely want to have an experience, you know?
Yeah.
And horror seems to do that for audiences, and it's become more and more mainstream. And I think what helps is that it's horror plus something. Like, this movie it's a horror movie plus, as I said, this great detective story plus this strong family drama. So it's not just about the scares and the shocks. It's also about something. And I think audiences are really appreciating that at the moment.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. You're looking for more. It was about 5 or 6 years ago where it was like every single scary film was exactly the same as all the others, just ticking the boxes with the jump scares. And people are definitely looking for more. I was just giving out about how basic Scream 7 is as well, which we watched over the weekend. And it's like that, just ticking boxes, going through the motions. And if you're doing that, people aren't going to be impressed or interested. Come here. Evil Dead Rise did brilliant. This is going to do. Clearly, they're very excited about this because they're putting in so many screens for you. Are they just shoveling money at you with each success? And what does the next one look like?
I wish it was that straightforward. It's great to have the opportunities that I have, and it comes down to not just me, myself, my producers, really talented group of people that I work with, and we all just knuckle down and work very hard. So there is some other projects on the boil. I'm going to take a little moment to breathe and a little bit of a rest and reflect, and then hopefully I'll be back shooting a movie in maybe about 12-14 months time would be the goal. What that is yet, I don't 100% know, and I find that can be a bit exciting, is actually figuring out, because you change every time you make a movie. Your perspective changes in terms of what you want to do next. I had no idea I was going to make a mummy movie after Evil Dead Rise, and I'm very proud that I did, and it's very exciting to go on that kind of surprising journey of making something that you didn't necessarily think you would.
The last time you were on, you said you were going to give me a part as someone murdered or dead, or a bit of me in your new film. And
I obviously didn't see that through. I'm gonna have to fulfil that promise now. And we were filming in Ireland. I could have doused you in blood and vomit and all sorts. Wouldn't have been a problem.
Loads so regular people. Tuesday for Ray. Anyway.
It's a standard day in Today FM. And the entire nation would be delighted to see me dead. Actually, everyone would go and see that. So
you'd still be talking from beyond the
still
grave. Anyway.
Shut up.
That's the real horror.
That's
isn't
the
it?
Horror element of it. Actually, the next one could be Ray Foley's the daddy.
The daddy. Yeah, exactly.
Sir, huge congratulations. Continued success. It's called Lee Cronin's The Mummy, and it's out this week. Go and see it with other people. Thanks so much for taking the call, and congrats, Lee.
My pleasure. Always lovely to talk. Thank you very much.
Cheers, take care.
Ray Foley on Today FM.